With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump weighing possible U.S. involvement in the Israeli-Iran conflict. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president has been meeting with top security advisors here at the White House after saying earlier he's not in a mood to negotiate further with Iran about its nuclear program. Vice President Vance wrote on social media that Donald Trump may decide he needs to take further action to end Iranian enrichment. And the president said online that there are no immediate plans to kill Iran's supreme leader, but patience is wearing thin. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Retail sales fell in May as consumers pull back after a sharp increase in spending in March. Commerce Department says sales at retail stores and restaurants dropped 0.9%. Correspondent Marcella Sanchez reports on an appeals court hearing over the president's deployment of troops to L.A.
The statute says the president may call into federal service members and units of the Guard of any state.
That's Brett Shumate, the federal government's attorney. Shumate pointed to the ongoing protests in Los Angeles and said the Guard is necessary to protect federal officers and buildings. Last week, Governor Gavin Newsom filed a lawsuit. He accused President Trump of inflaming tensions. A federal judge ruled that the Guard deployment was illegal and exceeded Trump's authority. That decision was halted after the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals temporarily paused the order. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Now, the Senate passing legislation that would regulate a form of cryptocurrency known as stablecoins. It is the first of what the industry hopes to be a wave of bills to bolster its legitimacy and also to reassure consumers following its heavy spending in the last year's election. This is SRN News. Well, don't be surprised, but your pastor just may have another job.
According to numbers from the National Survey of Religious Leaders, 35% of all clergy in the U.S. are bivocational, meaning they hold down a second job to make ends meet. Amongst evangelical Protestants, nearly half of all pastors have a second job, compared to just 14% of Catholic and 11% of mainline Protestant clergy. Overall, the percentage of preachers who are bivocational is going up over time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Supreme Court will hear from a pro-life pregnancy center in New Jersey challenging a state investigation into whether it misled people into thinking its services included referrals for abortion. The justices Monday agreed to consider an appeal from the First Choice Women's Resource Centers, which wants to block a 2023 subpoena seeking information about donors. This is SRN News. Can Israel sustain its battle against Iran even as it achieves key objectives? Here's Media Line's Felice Friedson.
While television screens worldwide remain bright with news reports of Israeli warplanes over Tehran and Iranian missiles intercepting in the Israeli heartland, the question of the war remains. Can Israel go it alone? As munitions are exhausted and battle plans become more complex, must the Jewish state enlist the direct participation of American forces to formulate its exit strategy? In a war only days old, but already noted for using deception and disinformation as a weapon in the Israeli and American arsenals, speculation over Washington providing the feared bunker-busting bomb, presumed necessary to complete its mission of eradicating Iran's nuclear program, remains rife. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
Details at MediaLine.org and SRNNews.com.